Blog Talk Radio.
And that's exactly what we want, sheep. We want salvation from our Father in heaven. We want to be delivered from our sins and the consequences of the sin, period. Let us turn to Psalms, that's in the Old Testament, spelled P-S-A-L-M, chapter 51, verse, and let me turn there quickly. I'm turning my Bibles to Psalms 51, chapter 12, verse 12. I'm almost there. I have found it. It says, "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and hold me with thy free spirit." So that's what we want, our Father to restore us and to the joy of our salvation, and to uphold me with thy free spirit. I want him to give that to us, Israelites. We are Israel, and I want you sheep to know it. And that's why I was reading over my notes just a few moments ago, January the 3rd, 2019, where this person was talking about an alternative Bible. And now I understand why he wants that alternative Bible, because we are the children of Israel. If your pastors have not told you, I am telling you, we are. And last week when I was about to go off, I was telling everyone to read Ezra, E-Z-R-A. That's in the Old Testament. I want you to read your 9, verse 2. where it talks about you black men, you have the seed of God. No other man on the earth has the seed of God, but you do, black people. You're not listening to me. Other folks are, and they can cut me off the telephone when they get ready to, like they did last week. But nonetheless, I am telling you that you are the stronger man. I remember a little bit back when I was in high school, that was many years ago, and we were talking about dominant and recessive. You have the dominant gene inside of you. And now I understand. I was listening to this person out of Chicago. Whatever the thing that the scientists are going to come up with, do not be an experiment. Do not take the shot, every shot. My doctor last week gave me an order to go to the heart hospital to get a stress test. But before I went there, I was listening to Mr. Farrakhan, and he was telling us on the radio to accept anything or whatever the scientists may come up with. It may be like the Alabama experiment, where they experimented on us black folks. They weren't trying to make us better. They were trying to make us worse. And they are our enemy. And I never knew that until I started reading the Bible. When it tells you in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verse 6, that you are our Father's child. He loves us. You got to do right by him. Stop killing each other up and read your Bible. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, everyone. Deuteronomy 5, verses 7 through 21, and Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. They give you the Ten Commandments, and that's what we are to live by. It says in John 14, I believe it's chapter, John 14, verse 15, where it says, if you love me, you will do his commandments. So let's do his commandments, those of us who are Israelis and believe him. Before I start reading, I should read the Ten Commandments so that you can not go around saying that you do not know what they are. The Ten Commandments. Oh, let me ask you, sheep, to have your pen, pencil, and paper, the three P's I say that they are. And I also want to tell you that Sabbath, that you are to observe Sabbath day. And Saturday is the Sabbath time, not Sunday. Pope Constantine gave you Sunday, and you're not supposed to. God did not say Sunday. He said Sabbath day. Let me read verse 1. I'm looking at the Ten Commandments. I'm reading from Exodus chapter 20, verse 3 through 17. The first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me. The second commandment, what other gods do you have? Drugs, alcohol, women? What is it? Dressing up like a woman when you're supposed to dress like a man? The second commandment, thou shalt not make unto you any graven images or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water underneath the earth or that thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I am the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities, and iniquity is sins. Another word for iniquity is sins of the father, the children of the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. He is showing mercy unto me because I do love God. And I try my best to keep his commandments. So, the third commandment, thou shalt not the name of thy Lord, thy God, in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. You love the Lord. You're not going to do that, do anything wrong against the Lord. If you love the Lord, don't misuse his name or curse his name. He will not hold you guiltless if you do. The fourth commandment, and this is where most people go wrong. They go to church on the Sunday, which is the first day of the week, instead of the Sabbath day. We're out of slavery. We don't have to go to church on Sundays. I hope you understand that. When you go back to church, if the Lord allows you to, go back on Saturday. Change your mind. Tell your people that go into your church, you're going to start going on the Sabbath day, which is the Saturday. The fourth commandment, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, nor thy son, nor thy daughters, nor thy men servant, nor thy maid servant, nor thy cattle, nor the stranger that is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the seas, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Hallowed means holy. He made the Sabbath day holy. So you are wrong for doing it on any other day. Remember, our Father said the Sabbath day. He did not say Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. He said Sabbath. That's a Saturday. Keep that in mind. No matter what your pastors tell you, it is the Sabbath day. It's Saturday. You want to do it correctly. Commandment. Honor thy father and thy mother, for thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill. You understand that you don't have an abortion. If you don't know, that's killing. You're not supposed to kill what you have created. You can take it to police stations or some other place, the hospital, and drop it off. Say that you can't take care of it anymore, and you're leaving it so that they may take care of the child. The seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. Man or woman, be faithful unto your spouse. Man, be faithful to your wife. Wife, be faithful to your husband. The eighth commandment, thou shalt not steal. That's explanatory by itself. The ninth commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness against your neighbor. You should not lie on your neighbor. The tenth commandment, thou shalt not covet. The word, another word for covet is be envious of your neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his man servant, nor his maid servant, nor his ox, or his ass. And I, instead of saying ass, I choose the word donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. So I have read the Ten Commandments to you from the book of Exodus. Chapter 20, verse 17. Exodus chapter 20, verse 17. And so you can go there. Now, I'm looking at this board that I have on a computer. It says that I am to read 1 Kings chapter 3. I want you sheep to know that I struggled through reading that maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago. And now I am in 1 Kings chapter 15. I will start reading today. And I pray that our Father will bless me to say the things that are right and true, and to bless me to read the entire book. Chapter 15. Now, in the 18th year of King Jeroboam, the son of Bela for you, it sounds like Abijam, A-B-I-J-A-M, over Judah. 3 years reigned he in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was M-A-A-C-H-A-H, the daughter of Absalom. That's spelled A-B-I-S-H-A-L-O-M. And he walked in all the sins of his father, which he had done before him. And his heart was not perfect in the Lord his God, as the heart of David his father. Nonetheless, for David's sake, the Lord his God gave him a lamp in Jerusalem and set upon his son after him, and to establish Jerusalem, because David did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, and turned not aside from any things that was commanded him all the days of his life, save only in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. And there was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all the days of his life. Now the rest of the acts of Abijam, Abijam, and all that he did are not written in the book of Chronicles of the kings of Judah. Verse 7, I want to read that again. Now, the rest of the acts of Abijam and all the acts he did, are they not written in the books of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And there was war between Abijam and Jeroboam. And Abijam slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. And Asa, his son, reigned in his stead. And in the 20th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, reigned Asa over Judah. And 41 years reigned he in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Maachah, the daughter of Absalom, Abishalom. And Asa did which was right in the eyes of the Lord, David, his father. And he took away the Sodomites out of the land and removed all the idols that his father had made, and also made them Maachah, his mother, even her he removed from being queen because she had made an idol in a grove, and Asa destroyed her idol and burnt it by the brook of Kidron. But the high places were not removed. Nevertheless, Asa's heart was perfect with the Lord all his days. And he brought in the things that which his father had dedicated, and the things which himself had dedicated, house of the Lord, silver and gold and vessels. And there was war between Asa and Baasha, king of Israel, all their days. And Baasha, as spelled Baasha, king of Israel, went up against Judah and built Ramah, R-A-M-A-H, that he might not suffer any to go out into Asa, the king of Judah. Then Asa took all the silver and gold that were left in the treasure of the house of the Lord and the treasures of the king's house, and delivered them into the hand of his servants. And King Asa sent them to Baghdad. Now that's Benhadad, Benhadad, son of Tabron, Tabrimon, the son of Hazon, Hezion, king of Syria, that dwelt in Damascus, saying, there is a league between me and thee, and between my father and thy father. Behold, I have sent unto thee presents. Let me read verse 19, start again. Is a lead between me and thee, and between my father and thy father. Behold, I have set unto thee a present of silver and gold. Come and break thy league with Bashan, king of Israel, that he may depart from me. Benhadad, hearken unto King Asa, and sent the captains of the host which he had against the city of Israel, and smote Ajon, the spell I-J-O-N, and Dan, and Abeth Macon, that spell A-B-E-L-B-E-T-H, hyphen M-A-A-C-H-A-H, all Chinarov, spelled C-I-N-N-E-R-O-T-H, with all the land of Naphtali. And it came to pass, when Bashan heard thereof, that he left off building of Ramoth and dwelt in Tirzah, T-I-R-Z-A-H. Then King Asa sent commission throughout all the Judah. None was exempt, and all they took away the stone. Excuse me. See, I'm belting. I don't know what, why. Excuse me. Verse 22 again. Well, let me go up to verse 20. So Benhadad hearkened unto King Asa and sent the captains of the host which he had against the city of Israel, and smote Ajon and Dan and Beth-Machon and all the Cimarrons, all the land of Naphtali. And it came to pass, when Bashan heard thereof, that he left off building of Ramoth, that spelled R-A-M-A-H, and dwelt in T-I-R-D-O-N. Then King Asa made a proclamation throughout all of Judah. None was exempt, and they took away the stones of Ramah and the timber thereof, with Bashan had built, and
King Asa built them Geba, that's the Geba of Benjamin, and Mizpah, Mizpah. And the rest of all the acts of Asa and all his might and all that he did, and the city which he built, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? Nevertheless, in the time of his old age, he was diseased in his feet, and Asa slept with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David, his father. And Jehoshaphat, that's spelled Jehoshaphat, his son, reigned in his stead, and Nabat, the son of Jeroboam, began to reign over Israel in the second year of Asa, king of Judah, and reigned over Israel 2 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the way of his father, and in his sins wherewith he made Israel to sin. And Baasha, the son of Ahijah, of the house of Issachar, conspired against him, and Baasha smote him in Gibbethon, that's B-B-E-H. Let me spell that word again. G-I-B-B-E-T-H-O-N, which belonged to the Philistines. For Nabat and all of Israel had seized to Gibbethon, even in the third year of Asa, king of Judah, did Baasha slay him and reign in his stead. And it came to pass, when he reigned, that he smote all the house of Jeroboam, and left not to Jeroboam any that breathed, until he destroyed him, according unto the saying of the Lord, which he spake by his servant Ahijah the Shunammite. Ahijah is spelled A-H-I-J-A-H, the Shunammite, S-H-I-L-O-N-I-T-E, because of the sins of Jeroboam, which he sinned, and which he made Israel sin by his provocation, wherewith he provoked the Lord God of Israel to anger. Now the rest of the acts of Nabat and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? And there was war between Asa and Baasha, king of Israel, all their days.
In the third year of King Asa, Judah began. Let me start verse 33. Let me read that again. In the third year of King Asa of Judah began Baasha, the son of Ahijah, to reign over all Israel. In Tirzan, 24 years, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the way of Jeroboam, and in his sins wherewith he made Israel to sin. So see, that is the reading of chapter 15. So I will probably start reading chapter 16. Before I give you a closing prayer, I want you to do this for me. I want you to go to Google Play, if there is a Google Play, and iTunes and Apple Play, and purchase this song, High and Lifted Up, produced by my nephew and his friend. They are graduates of Columbia College. They are chapter 4. Father in heaven, this time to say to the words that you have wanted me to say. I hope I have said them all. And I thank you for keeping the evil one, known as Satan or the devil, or excuse me, I'm Belgian. The devil has several names. Keep him away from us as well as his hands. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Also, as in the book of James, chapter 4, verse 15, if it's your will, Father, I will be back with your sheep this Friday at 5 o'clock. Now, sheep, I want you to go to your Old Testament. You'll find Hosea is spelled A-O-S-E-A. Chapter 4, verse 6. It says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because I will reject this, that that's the people could submit to God. Do not want. So remember, read 2 Timothy, that's in the New Testament. Study to show yourself approved under God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Those are the things that I ask you seek to do. I want you to remember to read 1 Kings chapter 16, and I will be back to read that to you beginning of Sabbath. Remember, God loves you, and so do I, but God loves you more.
Help your children. has
informed
by the
side white guy
of the road. To love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. Cause Jesus,
he was saying that
his love,
white people,
he won't let you down. And I know. We've got to walk on.
And I said that because
walk on through
this
temptation. Cause he is love. And his wisdom will be our helping hand. Follow your soul wherever it is.